He has done this with also showing the way to get out of it.
Exactly. That is why he reveals himself. He is not like a monster sitting above and enjoying the game of the chess of the human beings, not at all. And he himself is you, actually. Even you are suffering, he is also yours himself. Above he is, here also he is, inconscient he is. He is everywhere, all this is himself. But in this complexity, what is important is, the divine is complex. And this game is a game of complexity. So having seen this now, your question can be answered properly. You said, why this karma and why people are thrown into this pain and suffering? The answer is, the law of karma is not the law of reward and punishment. This whole idea that law of karma is the law of reward and punishment is wrong. It is not. The law of karma is simply a scientific law of increase. At any given point, you put an action, it will result in the increase of that. There is no intention of punishing or rewarding anybody. If you put your hand into the fire, it will burn. Whether you are a saint or a sinner, the fire will not say that because you are a saint, my heat will be less for you. It is simply a law, that's all. It will act impartially. There is no reward or punishment idea at all. We take it as a reward or punishment, like a child. When a child mistakenly puts his hand into the fire, he feels that fire has punished him by burning him, and therefore says, "Now I will punish the fire." When the child falls down from the chair and hurts himself, he feels that he has been punished. And therefore he wants to punish the chair in return. But this is only a childish reaction or reaction. Similarly, when we feel that I have now been punished for this, it's a childish reaction to it. What has happened is that you have acted in a particular way, it has increased, and the consequences further increase. And if you want something else, then put action in another direction, and it will increase in another way. Another result will come. Yes, all this is happening.
In this theory, here it enters that
this tangle, this tangle is a tangle of sattva, rajas and tamas. Correct, exactly. The inconscient which has reached the point of mind, which is groping, is sattvic, rajasic, tamasic.
It fits here.
Yeah, exactly. It fits in exactly here. Agni is not sattvic, rajasic, tamasic. Agni is divine in character.
It is the mind which is.
The mind. The groping mind is sattvic, rajasic, tamasic.
That is what I always wondered. Where do these things enter in this?
Actually, they have been rising up right from the inconscient. These three gunas are rising. In matter, tamas is predominant. In life, rajas is predominant. In the mind, sattva becomes predominant. But since mind is both matter, life and mind, all the three, tamas, rajas, sattva, all the three are together. Exactly, because it is here that you become self-conscious. Mind has a capacity of self-consciousness. So it becomes, you feel that you are an ego, and you begin to feel as if you are the actor. What is called pure mind. So since this is our mind is a conglomeration of all the three elements, therefore it is sattviki, rajasiki, tamasiki, prakriti. That is why in the Gita, in the last six chapters, all the three gunas are described in various different ways. If you want to win the prize in a sport, then you have to put your effort in the direction of making rehearsals of sporting event. You have to go on for sprinting every day if you want to win the race of sprinting. The law of karma will not benefit you simply because you are a very good student in the classes. You are standing first in your studies. Therefore, even in sprinting, you will get the first prize. It will not happen. The law of karma is simply a law of the energy which is increased by the increase of energy. That is all.
In which direction?
In which direction? What kind of energy? The kind of energy that you put forward gives result in that kind of energy.
If a groping mind makes an effort towards light and increases, that's how you
quite right.
Progress.
That is why, for example, we say, for example, why is it that a virtuous man is suffering?
Yes.
The reason is very clear. If you are virtuous, then you will get increase of virtue, but not increase of happiness. If you want happiness, then you have to work for happiness. Develop those conditions in which happiness will come. But if you want virtue, then the conditions will be such that your virtue will increase more and more.